Greetings. Greetings, Harry and Derwood, and thanks for relinquishing the facilities of the network to us.
These boys do things in a big way, don't they?
Don't they swing, these kids?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that calls for a big, big song, Rosie?
Coming right up.
I only want what's the best thing for you. And the best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced after thinking it through that the best thing for you would be me. Every day to myself I say, point the way, what will it be? I ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me.
How do you like my new space helmet here?
It's stunning, Bing, but I thought golf was your game.
Still is, my dear, still is.
Then why the space helmet?
Well, I just heard a fella say the Cheerios are out of this world, and if that's where the Cheerios are, that's where I'm going.
Guess that makes you America's first toasted oat astronaut.
I'm in orbit, kid, just thinking about Cheerios' deliciously different flavor.
Since you're going around in circles, Bing, tell the folks about Cheerios' circular shape.
Roger, Rosie, will do. Cheerios' perfect all-round shape makes for perfect all-round toasting.
He means that Cheerios come to us earthlings crisp and round, wonderfully golden all through.
Ah, those little O's of oats certainly help you blast off in the morning.
He means Cheerios give you that wake-up cheerful flavor.
All right, Rosie, start the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, oh.
Cheerios! Oh, 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 oh.
I wonder if they'll like this boo on the moon.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right. There's a little white light. It's gonna lead you to my blue heaven. You see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy. happy in my blue heaven.
Out of some remarks regarding girls in business, stenographers, secretaries, so on, by Miss Charlotte Arnett of Wilson High School.
Well, that's Wilson High School in Los Angeles, right?
Right.
Well, what does Miss Arnett say, Rosie?
She described what MBG, Miss Business Graduate, expects from her new employer.
Well, I suppose Miss Business Graduate's full of high hopes, at least.
Oh, very high in the hope department. Miss Business Graduate would hope that her boss would be a friendly person and that he would understand her nervousness and her apprehension about her first job and her first day at the office.
Well, the first day usually is sort of friendly and easygoing, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's the second day when the boss explodes, and that's when Miss Business Graduate starts to learn the facts of business, huh?
Yeah.
Please, we're dreaming, man.
Oh, pardon us, but...
Go ahead, dream on, Rosie.
Well, Miss Business Graduate also hopes that her boss will tell her one person to whom she can go for help and advice in learning the many things about the office that are new to her, but taken for a matter of fact by the older employees.
Oh, a kind word, a helping hand, and someone to show the way.
Mm-hmm, a friend in the time of need.
Once that is accomplished, there is smooth sailing in the office for the dream girl graduate.
I'm sorry, could we interrupt this dreaming for a minute?
Okay.
Shift your dreaming to neutral, huh, Rosie?
I see a new sun up in a new sky, and my whole horizon has reached a new high. Yesterday, my heart sung a blue song, but today, hear it hum a cheery new song. I dreamed a new dream. I saw a new face, and I'm spreading sunshine all over the place with a new point of view. Here's what greets my eye. New love, new luck, new sun in the sky.
Where I left off, Here's how the boss, the employer, pictures the dream girl graduate.
Oh, I get it. Now we do the reverse shot, huh?
He's expecting Marilyn Monroe, I imagine.
Sophia Loren, maybe.
Oh, at least. Mm.
Steady. The DGG is young but mature.
That'll do for a start.
She's beautifully dressed but conservative.
Well, there's a nice, cozy arrangement.
Harmonious.
She is also intelligent, a straight-A student, able to take dictation at 140 words a minute, and able to type 75 words per minute.
In other words, a gorgeous, well-dressed, intelligent whiz, huh?
Wait, there's more. The boss's dream girl would never misspell a single word or use the wrong word.
Oh, truly a dream girl graduate.
You sure we haven't switched to some kind of an IBM machine here with skirts?
No, we're still dreaming. She would also be able to handle annoying interruptions with calm and poise and meet a 5 o'clock deadline for letters that were dictated in a hurry at 4:30.
Oh, now there's the girl that'll go someplace.
Now there's a girl that is someplace already.
But where? Where is she?
You want one, huh?
I'll take a gross.
I'm sorry, chum. This wonderfully efficient dream girl is in dreamland.
Yeah, I got carried away, I guess. In other words, we have allowed our dream boss and our dream girl graduate to indulge in some fancy free fancy.
Makes for pretty high optimism, doesn't it?
For
the only way to approach a new job, I think. By the way, good luck, everybody, on their new jobs. Good luck to the bosses, too.
Good luck and pleasant dreams.
Dreams. Why can't real people be like dream people?
Stop dreaming, Ken.
This calls for dreamy music, doesn't it?
Well, if it doesn't, I'm going to rip my dream book to shreds. Tear it limb from limb.
Your eyes deep as wine. How well I remember when they were all mine. Your arms sweet and tender, your hair soft and bright. Where are you, my darling? Where are you tonight? Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, wherever you are. Good night.
Buddy Cole with Laura. Oh, Laura just keeps rolling along, this girl, doesn't she? Buddy does this song, you know, on one of his new Warner Brothers albums, but this is a very special rendition. Well, Potpourri, cooked up for CBS Radio alone.
Gentlemen, Mr. Crosby and I would like to sing Meredith Willson's very nice love song called Good Night, My Someone, from The Music Man.
Yeah, Good Night, My Someone. Say, did you know, folks, maybe you did, that this tune is really 76 trombones slowed down. I'll tell you something. I'm for anything that's slowed down these days.
I'll drag my foot.
Please do. Things are moving too darn fast these days.
Good night, my someone. Good night, my love.
Sleep tight, my someone. Sleep tight, my love. Our stars shine. It's brightest light. For tonight, my love, for tonight.
Sweet dreams be yours, dear, if dreams there be.
Sweet dreams to carry.
I wish they may, and I wish they might.
Now good night, my someone, good night.
Take our leave, Rosie, Ken, and I. And let's give a little nod to Buddy Cole and his excellent little band here as we go. They're a good group, aren't they?
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music may be heard over these same stations each weekday, Monday through Friday. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.